Rises.
In a week where interest rates are on the rise, Tanya learnt of Steve's foolproof strategy to pay off his mortgage.
Well, I can tell you what his plan is. Yeah, he's going to plan to die, aren't you?
Thank you, Tanya.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
I knew you were going
and
to
Rosie,
do that.
And Rosie, it's not that hard, mate.
More mortgage repayment tips soon, but first, we all know the nights are busted. But did we all know this?
I'm still blown away by the fact that a professional outfit like the Knights doesn't have a someone on call for psychological health and mental well-being.
Judging by what you just said, I'm surprised we haven't got one.
I know. But you know what I mean?
I absolutely know
I
what
am
you
blown
mean.
Away. My kid, under Triathlon Australia,
yeah.
He sees a psychologist once a week.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and
that's
not...
that's about you.
But that's not... But they all do.
You walked into that one, didn't you?
Hey, come on, Jake. Don't make it too easy.
But you know what I mean?
Not a professional sport now, a paid professional sport that don't have a team psychologist.
That
highly agree
mind.
With you.
Sport is all about physical and mental these days, no matter what sport it is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Larkin, and your mother, she called this morning. What did she say? Just lie down here.
Oh, sorry. I did walk into that.
Tanya and Steve had a couple of days off last week. They both went away with their loved ones. And upon returning, Steve had a question for Tanya, which was centred in the bedroom.
Do you have a side of the bed, be it at home and when you go away?
Oh, you've just opened a huge can of worms.
Excellent.
I have a side of the bed at home, but when we're away, I swap and change. And it drives Mike mad.
As it would me.
Why?
Because us blokes, we're creatures of habit.
Absolutely.
And we like to roll over a particular way.
It actually makes me a bit confused too. There was one occasion where I was heading out onto the balcony to do a wee.
There you are.
With nothing on.
I don't think that has anything to do with where you were on the bed, mate, but that's something to do with what you drank beforehand.
No, but it's that disorientation.
I've done that much before that I've done the same thing.
You can call drunk what you like.
No.
Oh, geez, I'm a bit disorientated tonight.
Drunk when I wake up. On the right side of the wrong bed.
Tanya and Steve's 5K payday is back. Five words, it's a word association, and if your responses match Tanya and Steve's, you'll score $5,000. Now, on Tuesday, Tracy had a crack and was trying to match with Tanya's words.
First word, Carrington.
Newcastle.
Ooh, okay.
And now, please, let's go to Tanya's response. Also, let me remind you, this is Steve's actual suburb.
First word, Carrington.
Well, if Trace is a regular listener of the show, there's only one word to say here, bolo.
So the words didn't match. But it's what happened after this I want everyone to hear.
Wasn't confident with Carrington.
We talked about what Tracy said.
Yeah.
And then she went, if it was me in the booth, she would have said bolo. But she thought differently because you were in the booth
She said... Trace, that's where I've got to find him most mornings to come to work.
Yeah, do you go to Carrington Bolo?
Oh, well, I just ring Jack and I say, boot him out and tell him to come to work, please.
Rosie, is this time to bring out what Michael was telling us at the football the other day?
Shut this up. Is a perfect time to bring it out there, Steve.
Get the little tire of the alcoholic thing she's trying to push on me.
Go on. Get me back. You can tell them what Michael told you.
She ordered a bottle of wine for dinner, and because they knew her so well, they said, what would you like, Michael?
That's true. At my favourite restaurant, Beaumont Street.
Ex-favourite restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the restaurant I drop her off at after work.
Now, you two.
Touché.
Oh, sorry, Trace, you're still there.
I'll tell you. You want to travel past the chicks at the flicks, and I think you're going to be introducing this.
I am,
this,
Tracy. It's a fabulous Aussie comedy. It looks amazing.
What,
I've seen...
What time is it?
It's 6:30.
Oh, you'll be fucked, you pissed by then.
Tanya and Steve got a little fancy this week and visited a place they're very excited will open soon in June.
We had a little sneak peek of the brand new QT Hotel, which is the old David Jones building.
Oh.
It was what do they call it? A boots and hats tour?
Yes.
Even though we didn't have to put boots on.
No, but
we had the high-vis stuff, the hard hat.
Imagine how excited Tanya was.
I was.
Hard hat and high-vis.
Yeah.
I wasn't as happy because I was wearing my little sister's high-vis.
It didn't fit him very well.
I'm not kidding. It's like Tanya's vest went down to her knees, and I'm sitting there, and it was so tight, I look like a security guard. And I'm walking around with my hands out, and I'm thinking, Tanya, do you think you might be wearing mine?
Oh, my God, we should have swapped.
Do you think, Dee?
Hey, on the way to the QT Hotel tour, Tanya and Steve thought, hey, instead of driving from Honeysuckle to the East End, where you won't even be able to get a park, why not catch some public transport? And what ensued was this.
Caught a tram yesterday.
You know what she tried to make me do?
What'd she do, Steve?
Pay for the tram.
you don't have to use an Opal card, because he kept saying to me, that's why I'm not doing it.
No, you can swipe your Visa card these days, yeah, or your debit card. Yeah.
Suddenly the
tap it.
Visa card wasn't in the wallet yesterday.
But in fairness, in my defence, now listen to this carefully. Music down, please, Rise. All right, right behind you, Tanya. Here we go, I've done it.
You do that very good, Steve.
Oh, I even do it at Woolies.
So, interest rates, they're going up. And this week, Tanya learnt of Steve's mortgage repayment tips.
I'm a big fan of interest only, to give yourself a break, because you'll be surprised at the difference.
I don't know how you've managed to get away with that for so long, because most loans won't let you just be interest unless it's an investment.
Haven't you noticed I always give a cheerio to the bank manager every day on the radio?
I've been wondering why you do that every day, Steve.
Hey, and a big hello to Bob.
So how are you going to get into the principal eventually, though, Steve? Are you waiting on an inheritance?
I can tell you what his plan is. Yeah, he's got a plan to die, aren't you?
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
I knew you were going
and
to
Rosie,
do that.
And Rosie, it's not that hard, mate.
So BJ goes, oh, what did your dad leave you?
A debt. A mortgage. A full-on mortgage.
Yeah. Hey, interest only.
Please contact your financial institution or talk to a mortgage broker about information relating to your mortgage. Do not take, and I repeat, do not take advice from one Steve Graham. Hey, why don't we hear about Tanya's holiday accommodation in Queensland last week?
That's been known on the show when you do travel on your own.
Yeah.
When she travels with Michael, the accommodation, it's nice. But when she travels on her own, geez, she goes up a star or two.
Aha, I got you.
She did.
I sent Steve a photograph of the place I stayed in Queensland alone. Oh, my God. The rest of the people staying there were all wearing ankle bracelets. It was scary.
Why did you stay there? You always stay somewhere nice in Queensland.
Because I was trying to prove to Steve that I could. And I'm never staying in four-star again.
I must admit, if I can dob you in, you sending me a photo of, oh, my God, look where I'm staying, I'm going, yeah.
Looks all right to me.
Looks all right to me. Oh, look at the pool. It's not quite the right blue.
And finally, I told Tanya and Steve this week I was on soccer canteen duty last weekend. I found it quite stressful, and immediately I garnered some support from Marker to Nilba Bay.
I've got a combined total of nearly 40 years in emergency services, and nothing was as stressful as the one time I did school canteen.
Amen!
I can only say to you, Mark, I hope lesson learned. I know I'm being scolded for not taking on this responsibility, but I think the stress would kill me.
Why, Mark? What baffled you about the whole experience?
I was getting so frustrated. I was like, you've been lining up for 5 minutes and you waited to get to the front of the line to then try and go,
Mark, I'm with you. Imagine how I would be at a canteen of the soccer game at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Especially with dyslexia.
Oh, no, it's a hangover. Oh.
Was Rosie's Rewind.
Find local, reliable and quality trades and services at tradienetwork.com.au.